The Traveler's Journal, July 18th. Mounting Mount Fuji. This week we've been appreciating high places. The Japanese say, who climbs Mount Fuji once is wise, who climbs it twice is a fool. Many of that nation's inhabitants make the trip at least once in their lives, often regardless of their physical ability. Foreign visitors seeking to gain perspective, both on the Japanese and on themselves, can also trek to the top of the perfectly cone-shaped 12,388-foot volcano peak in Honshu Province, some 3 hours southwest of Tokyo. The season for climbing Fuji generally runs from early July, when the snow melts, through mid-September. You'll need no ropes or pitons, just sturdy walking shoes and bags of determination. 5 well-worn trails work their way to the top of Fujiyama, with 10 R&R stations spaced along the way, so carrying food and water is optional. Walking from bottom to top and back takes an average of 9 hours, but most visitors catch a ride to the trailhead at the 5th stage, about 2/3 of the way up. Getting an early start's advisable, because after 9 a.m., clouds at the peak often obscure the view. That's why many climbers start out in late afternoon and stay overnight in one of the Spartan huts at the 7th and 8th stations for about $75, including a traditional breakfast and dinner. Others set out from the 5th stage at 4 a.m. and climb in the dark. That avoids the summer's heat, but makes for a more difficult journey. Yet who knows? See the sun rising from the peak of Fujisan, and you may be fool enough to climb it again. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com.